we pass on, you know. Mm. I'm hoping it's knowledge that'll help people learn how to love and give respect to each other, you know. And, you know, and I'm hoping all the babblings I babble off here weekly aren't going to lead to pain and suffering for those who heed it and follow it. So I really do try to hope that what I'm talking about will give positive knowledge to the listeners, those who hear it. That's what I think of legacy.
Well, it sure is a positive legacy that you leave when I'm always looking forward to listening to your music, listening to your words, and just getting that inspiration from you. It's always a very positive, wonderful thing. And I would say that you're doing well in your own legacy and building your positivity to leave for generations of the future, and also right now what's going on. It's something that you're just continuing to do, and I'm very proud to have you come on to our program and just share with us and bless us with some of your knowledge and wisdom, and just your upbeat music that you bring to our program also. It's just very inspirational.
So, thank you guys for letting me come on and try enlighten us.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so let's go to Celia also. How about you, Celia?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, Celia,
we can hear you.
Are you there? Come on in. I heard some banging around, so maybe she's having some...
I think you might have put her on mute or something.
No, I think she's...
Hello?
I heard some banging around, so maybe she's having some
can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Celia?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there you are. You're back.
Can you hear us now?
I'm back.
Excellent. We'd love to hear what you think about legacy.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is such a great and important, as you said, a mature... It's also very mature and deep question piece. I think it's kind of something that answers the question, what are the most important or most valuable gifts I want to offer life as part of the future beyond my physical existence here? My physical existence, like, that's the question I think of. It was funny, I was telling you, Wegadesk, that as we were getting ready for the show, I was working something else on a document, and all of a sudden I hadn't remembered that I'd written this. It says, what legacy do I want to leave? So I thought, this is perfect timing. Is it okay to share?
Oh, yes, of course. For sure. Go for it.
Okay. So I've put it in general terms. For me, I would love to leave a legacy that people whose lives I've touched, that they feel they matter and belong, and within that are more empowered and connected to live how they want to serve in the world. That people are better able to plug into their own generosity, sharing, honesty, kindness, passion, compassion, love, and peace. Helping encourage deeper understandings between people as I work to deepen my own. And nature is being respected, revered, helped, and our world is more sustainable. So those are my little legacy pieces. But it's so funny because I also have a poem on my wall here, and the last sentence to this poem or piece is, love is our legacy to each other.
Mm. Wow. Definitely.
So, you know, the overarching big broad thing, and I think of Counselor Fari and other people in the world. Roger offered a lot of love for me and a lot of learning and creativity for me too, and that inspires me to keep that ball rolling as well.
Mm-hmm. I sure love that. I really love that. Say that line again. Say that line.
The last line to the poem?
Yeah.
Love is our legacy to each other.
Mm. Love is our legacy to each other.
Yeah.
You know, it almost feels like I'm drowning in the love of Counselor Fari.
Bathing in love?
Yeah. It's just like, it just so amazing that, you know, we're able to come onto her. It's basically her radio program. She's the one that set up, you know, all the things that we do on here, and all the inspiration and all the acknowledgement that she used to do. It was just so special, and we do miss her, but we do at the same time know that she's here and with us, and we can still feel that love and
exactly legacy. It's got that infinite quality that's beyond our mortal selves. It's it's got a quality that we can't completely grab onto, but we know it's there.
Yeah.
And we can, you know, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
And Celia, I want to say thank you for your work that you do at Manicata, because that's a massive park. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us how many people a year do you guys have go through there?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really great question.
100,000, you know?
I believe it's closer to more like 500,000.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. Talk about a legacy, Celia. Yeah. You give yourself a good pat on the back for the good work that you're doing there, because you're the queen at the Manicata Park, and 500,000 people are getting their exercise and fresh air and all those animals and everything. Congratulations and thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
And just a quick little piece to add, thank you, and a quick little piece to add to that, something Jacob said is, he made some comment about, oh, that's not my individual, like something about an individual, like it's not something specific. And the thing is a legacy can evolve, in fact, is even more powerful often if you're holding hands with other people or working together towards a common cause. Like, the power of that is, like, let's not underestimate the huge power of that, of being able to do it. So at Minicata, for example, I'm one of many, many people, including Kla'ange Chief, and you've volunteered there. Right?
Oh yeah,
that's right. And so there's many, many people, and so there's no particular one star. It's many stars shining together to make, you know, this amazing things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I really bow to all the different hearts that bring themselves to serve.
And we also thank the Kwikwetlem there too, because eventually they're going to be redoing their own responsibility and caretaking and looking after the place, and possibly
bringing
their own name, their own traditional name back to the area.
Good.
So that's going to be in the future, and we're really, really looking forward to that. And we do appreciate the Kwikwetlem for their.
And I got to say, legacy, while we're talking about it, is the Indigenous people, period. Plain and simple. I was on the ferry last week, and there was a couple from Holland, and I said, do you guys have First Nations people in Holland? And they said no. And I said, oh, it's really interesting, you know, like the universe can kind of create anything it wants, but here one of these major topics is First Nations rights, and how First Nations rights, in my mind, are a gateway or a reminder of what all human rights are. You know, and so for me, the legacy that this land has, the Americas, North America, the Indigenous people, the Maoris in New Zealand, and, you know, the Indigenous people all over the world, they are reminding all of humanity what those human roles, important aspects, those values are, because otherwise the other end of the spectrum is business and corporations. And in my life, I've seen how powerful and almost saturating the business and corporate mind is in our world. And if there weren't, if there wasn't even the idea of First Nations people, then the non-First Nations citizens would not even have that reference to say, oh, well, what do the First Nations people get? Oh, well, yeah, those are actually all human rights, but they're just entitled to them first because, you know, we do possession law. And if you're making a living off of something, and then that's your right to do it. And if somebody comes and illegally takes that away from you, then that's wrong. And so I just wanted to put that in there, too, because our Indigenous cultures here on the West Coast are, you know, unseated. I don't know how many other places in the world the Crown Corporation has allowed that to pass.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, so wonderful that we do have that and we're able to acknowledge the unceded ancestral territories of, you know, the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, as well as the Ntlakepmuk, Shtetlimk, Sukwepmuk, all the different tribes over here, the Okanagan, all the ones in BC. So, that's just incredible.
That's human legacy right there, you know?
I really thank you.
And Earth legacy, because beyond humans, like that switching, if we can find ways to switch over from being an extractive, you know, the extractive attitude or the exploitive extractive approach to things, and be more integrated and what's that called? And more of an integrated approach, understanding we're part of this much larger framework that, you know, that the animals, the plants, all other humans, you know, that is where that learning that you're talking about too, is that, you know, there's that huge piece there. So I love what you're saying, and
it's the legacy.
Thank you for adding that.
Yeah, legacy of humanity, which will be like an eternal earth and constant eternal humankind, I guess, in the universe.
This little blue marble floating in the universe,
very special,
right?
Yeah, we don't know how special we have it here. And we just got to remember and remind each other, enforce it into each other's minds, and it'll empower us to do many wonderful things in this world and universe.
Thank you, Mother Earth.
Yes, we thank you, Celia, and we thank you, Shkwaisht, for joining us. And
thank you.
Appreciate all the love that you share with us, and just bless us. So thank you.
Thank you. It's always a privilege. I feel so honored to always be able to participate and engage with this, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Bye for now, folks.
Bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and also my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, from the Ntlakemch tribe up in the Nicola Valley. So, yeah, we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to Lady Faima, the sister of Councillor Fari, Madam Ottawa. So we're going to play her a song coming up next. And just a minute, though, we're going to take a short break.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the program. We're going to get to Lady Faima soon, but we're going to play her a song from Shepherd's Rain, and these guys are out of New Zealand, and they're one of my favorite bands out of New Zealand, and their song is called Finally. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Enjoy. we're back. That was Shepherd's Rain, their song called Finally, and one of the best bands out of New Zealand, in my opinion.
Yeah, that guitar work was awesome, and the voice, too.
Yeah, just super killer, for sure. And we have with us Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thank you to both of you, wonderful soul, and the rest of the crew. And to the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country.
Yeah, and we'll do a quick shout out to Magnus and Conavar and Juju.
Absolutely.
And Jacob and Jesse, Robin, all the ones that continuously come up here and keep our programs up and running. So lots of love, yes, and appreciation to all of them. And yes, we have on our program a subject called legacy, and would really love to hear you on that.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly. And legacy is just very unique, very special. And I, because we don't have enough time to go further, just wrapping up, you know, quickly, the legacy is Councillor Ferry. She left a great impact on the Mother Earth, the changes that is following, that positive changes that everyone benefits of her legacy, and basically is just the, one of the greatest examples that I can provide. Another fabulous and greatest example that I can mention is Dr. Payam Akhavan, that we are going to have him live at our own station. And this is the history for Simon Fraser University, for the radio station Free Voices. And this is quite giant. I cannot find more giant as is. And I invite everyone to accompany, to attend that particular day, November 9th, at the radio station in the lobby. And inside there is going to be the Persian get-together, Persian tea. We are going to have a Persian tea as a nationwide that we already practiced in the past and presently, and we continue to do so in future. And this is the circle of the feast with the universe that we are getting together side by side, shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, and face to face. My blessing, my warmest appreciation, my love, my unconditional love to each one of you, that you walk with the positivity, you walk for the soul, for peace, and you walk for the humanitarian and to make a changes in this Mother Earth. Thank you very much for having me.
Wow, wow, that was so powerful and empowering. I just really enjoy your positive words, your enthusiasm. It just really brings a lot of joy to me and many other people all over the world that tune in and listen in, and look forward to being just uplifted and encouraged to do what's right and be a change in this world in a positive way. And it really is true what you're talking about as the legacy of Councillor Fahy. We've spoken about her quite a bit today, and I know she's up there dancing around and happy and enjoying what she's seen and left us. And it's an incredible experience that we're all going through, and all the love and positivity that you've just shared with us is just so needed, and you can see it in the world. You know, the world is suffering, it's going through a lot of traumas, wars and afflictions, like over in Israel, over in Ukraine.
Yes.
And these are very tragedies and very sad for humanity. But we just got to continue on. We've got to be straightforward in our wish and want to improve this world in a
yes.
very positive and blessed way. And we, each one of us, have that power. Each one of us can change this world for the good. And that's
Absolutely.
What we should all be striving for and looking forward to. We thank you all for already joining us. And thank you for already in your mind, accepting that, you know, you can be part of this legacy by contributing financially for our fund drive coming up, and just continuing to produce these wonderful programs that are done here at CJSF. And we really appreciate it. We appreciate you for coming and joining us live and sharing all
You're
your
welcome.
Wisdom and love and positivity. It's just an amazing, incredible part of our program that we always look forward to.
Thank you. Truly is my honor. And I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. And I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. We know you're busy. So thank you for joining us and sharing your wonderful words and positivity. And we'll be looking forward to listening to you again next week. And
likewise.
Yeah, so...
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye to both of you and the rest of respected listeners.
Okay. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima and the sister of Counselor Fahri. Just a real blessed soul. And we always look forward to listening to her and get that uplifted spirit that she always brings to the table and gives to all of us. We thank her, and lots of blessings to her.
Definitely.
So we're going to carry on with the show, and we actually have enough time for another song. We're going to play some Dear Lord, and this one's called Psychedelic Roadkill.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone.
Let's LSD.
All right, we are back. That was Dear Lord, Psychedelic Roadkill. Man, that was a
action-packed.
Yeah, nice and fast and upbeat and enthusiastic and just empowering, I think.
Perfect to leave the listeners all jacked up and ready for the rest of the day, folks.
Yeah.
We're hoping you guys keep those deep breaths going, stay focused on the positives. You know, just gratitude, man, gratitude. Feel it, think it, live it. And if, you know, it ain't really feeling natural to you, fake it until you make it.
I really enjoy and thank you for coming onto our show and joining us and leading us through our breaths and everything. It's just so awesome. It's always a very important part of our show. So
thank you.
It's just so amazing that you're able to come over here. You make it. You all come all the way from Victoria Island and show up and just lead us through some awesome breaths, and it's just amazing. I'm always looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Come back and join us here on Free Voices at CGSF 90.